Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 20, which is known as speculation. Now let me tell you, or let me start this topic. This is very, very innovative topic, speculation. Has anyone heard about this topic earlier? What do you mean by term speculation, or what is speculation? Let me ask this question to Priya over here sitting. Priya, can you tell me what do you mean by what speculation? Okay. Shilpa, can you tell me what do you mean by what speculation? Sheetal, can you tell me? Asif, can you tell me? Aman, can you tell me? Prathamesh, can you tell me? Okay, I feel that everyone is having the same observation, that speculation. They seem to be saying me that, sir, no idea. Great. Now, if someone asks me, sir, what do you mean by what speculation? Remember and trust me, friends, there is no meaning of word speculation. There is no dictionary meaning basically of word speculation. When you go on to Google and go in Wikipedia and write down or type down speculation, there is no meaning given for speculation, because speculation has got no meaning. Speculation is an act. Speculation is a process. Speculation is a tool. It is a mechanism. It is a system. Trust me, friends, me, you, any person on this earth who is staying, they are all speculators. Before I go ahead and explain what speculation has got relation with the investment management concept, let me first help you to understand, or let me first explain you, how do we relate speculation with investment? Now, as I told you earlier, that speculation is a mechanism or a process. Tell me, friends, who wants to be in minimum amount of time? In minimum amount of time, who wants to be earning maximum revenues? Okay. I'll repeat the question once again. I think a few of you all are not followed. My question to you is that, how many of you sitting over here in the class with minimum amount of efforts, you want to earn maximum revenues? Or you all sitting over here with minimum investment, how many wants to earn maximum amount of rupees or maximum amount of revenues? With minimum investment, you want maximum returns. How many of you are like this? Okay. Has everyone got my concept? Great. Now, what I can see, the whole class has raised their hands. There is no single person, including me. I also have raised my hands, because I also want to earn with minimum efforts, maximum revenues. If my hand is also up over here, and if everyone has got their hands up, what does it mean, friends? We mean that we all are speculators, because speculation means what? When a person, individual, company, organization, or anyone, when with minimum efforts you want to earn maximum returns, they are termed as speculation. Right from the time we have born, or we get our birth, till the time we die, this journey, I say it as life. Someone asked me a few weeks ago, sir, what is your view on life? The answer to this question was, life, according to me, is a journey between two breaths. When we start breathing, life starts, and we leave the breath, this life ends. The journey between two, this breath, is what is called as life. In this life, right from we are born till the time we get died, in this whole journey, we are speculators, because we all want with minimum efforts, maximum returns, or with minimum efforts, we want maximum amount of revenues. With minimum efforts, we want maximum amount of our belongings. With minimum hardship, we want maximum amount of revenues. No one in this world would want to put lot of efforts and earn little. Everyone wants to earn, make sure with minimum thing, I want maximum. So we are all trying to be speculators in our own way. Now, when speculation with stock markets or speculation with investment, remember, stock market or the share market or the financial markets. Financial markets actually runs because of speculation. Speculation is called as mother of all requirements. Speculation ensures that the financial markets function. So in this chapter, we will see how you can be, or what are the features or characteristics or nature which makes a person good speculator. Let me go ahead and explain you. In this chapter, we will be seeing about what are the do's and don'ts for speculation. I mean to say over here is that what you should focus upon if you want to be a good successful speculator, and what are the don'ts which you should avoid while you are focusing on speculation. There are certain parameters, there are certain one-liner concepts which helps us to understand that yes, if you want to be speculator, or speculation is all about this. So speculation is what? Speculation is exciting and allows investor to gather quick wealth and also to suffer losses. Remember this last word, that speculation always does not give you wealth. Speculation always does not give you revenues. Speculation at time also make you suffer for losses. But as a speculator, your role, your activity, your work, your performance, your action should be make sure that you always want to create wealth. But in that journey, you will also suffer some losses. So speculation is an activity. It is a journey. It is exciting in nature. Because of that speculation, you are working. You are working very hard. Because you want to put maximum efforts and you want to earn super maximum rewards. Clear with everyone so far? So speculation in other terms is exciting and allows investor to gather quick wealth and also to suffer losses. Now let us see what are the characteristic feature required for being a successful speculator. If you want to be a successful speculator, all these parameters you need to follow. The first and the foremost parameter, what basically if you want to be a successful speculator, is that you must have enough amount of money. Enough amount of money means what? If you are a successful speculator, when you invest in shares, you might lose. So you should have the guts. You should have that particular kind of guts, or you should be able to face the loss. It should not happen that with some losses, you will start worrying and you will sit in one corner that I cannot survive now. No, it cannot be like that. A successful speculator is always having enough amount of money to face the losses. Next, you should have, should use spare cash. A successful speculator is one such person that uses spare cash. What do you mean by spare cash? It means I have got enough amount of spare cash. I can take care of my needs, wants, requirements, demands, everything with available cash which I have got, and then over and above that I have got spare cash on which I will do play speculation. Make sure successful speculators have got lot of patience. Lot of patience means what? They have got the capacity to sit and look for the right opportunity. They will not just grab the things. They will wait, look, have lot of patience, and when they get a chance, they will jump on that particular situation. Then successful speculators must look at big picture. Remember, the successful speculator looks at what? They looks at big picture. They will not look at what is happening right now, but in long run, how the company is going to perform, in long run, what will happen to the company is what the view is of the successful speculator. And that is how they have got, being a good speculator. Their object is very clear. The objective is quick wealth. So they will look at big picture, and where they can gain quick wealth is what is their objective. And that is what they function upon and focus upon. Successful speculators should test and then jump. So successful speculator, what they would do? They would basically test the activities and then they will jump on that particular activity. They will not, without thinking, they will jump. They will first think, and once they have decided, then they will immediately jump. Successful speculator cannot be in a hurry. Successful speculator, they will never be in a hurry. But they will have got a lot of time. They will wait. They will play a waiting game. Once the waiting game is over and once they have decided, then they will never look back. They will just jump. Next is successful speculator are those, and they will always follow one's own hunch. One's own hunch means what? They will always follow their own instincts. They will not look for tips. They will not look for acquaintances tips. They will not look for tips from the internet brokers and other things, but they will follow their own hunch. They have got leaders whom they follow. They have got their own way of taking decision of buying shares and selling shares. So successful speculators are one who follow one's own hunch. Similarly, successful speculators should not add to a loss. Successful speculator, what do? They will not add to loss, means whatever they are earning. And if they are unable to earn, they will not go on losing the money. They will basically make sure, they will try to cut the loss. The successful speculator are also those group of people who are ready to accept the loss. They have got the guts. If something goes wrong, they have got the guts to accept the loss. Okay, I am ready to accept the loss. I have no issues. If something goes wrong, I am ready to bear the loss. Next is successful speculators are very prompt in action. Prompt in action means what? They are very proactive in nature. They will be ready before the things comes to them. So successful speculators are those group of people who take prompt action, or basically they are very proactive in nature. Before things would happen, they would be prepared. They would be ready to take the decisions or take the call. Then successful speculators are those who professionalizes the deal. They will work with a lot of professionalism. They will have different way of working. They will have a professional approach. They will make sure that whatever they do in very their own style. They are not basically trying to follow someone. Next is successful speculator takes compulsory vacation. This is the most important aspect of a successful speculator, that they will enjoy their life. The most important thing is they will ensure that they will go for vacation. They will have different kinds of hobbies. They will have expensive hobbies, and they will do all. I mean, they will be able to enjoy all different types of hobbies, whatever they have got in their self, because they what is their activity? Their activity is with minimum efforts. They want quick returns, so they want to make quick wealth. So when they are getting quick wealth, why not just use this wealth for their own happiness? So successful speculators will also take compulsory vacation. Successful speculators believes in himself. They'll always believe in themselves. They'll not trust somebody else, but they have got belief in themselves that yes, I can do it, my activity, and I can help my company or myself to survive in the market. So successful speculator, they believe in himself. Successful speculators learn from the errors. Whenever things goes wrong, these are successful speculators who have got the ability to learn from the errors, learn from the mistakes, whatever they make. So successful speculators are those people who learns from the errors, who learns from their mistakes. And that is how they, with that every learning activity, with the every learning action, when they learn, they make sure that they do not repeat the same mistake. Successful speculators understands the tops and bottoms of the shares. So they know what is the top and what is the bottom. What is top called as? Kajal, can you tell me what is top called as? We have learned earlier. What is tops called as? Tops are called as nothing but ceiling. And what is bottoms called as? Can someone tell me? Is Anand, can you tell me? What do you mean by bottom? Jinesh, can you tell me what do you mean by bottoms? Very good. Jinesh, bottom means floor. Very good. Ceiling and floor. So successful speculators can judge, or they are able to understand. They will always focus upon, look upon what are the ceilings and the floor price, and based on that they will take the decision. Successful speculators does not reverse positions. Reverse positions means what? Once they have taken an action, when they see things are going wrong or things are about to go wrong, they will not run away from that situation. Like for example, you had bought a share of 500 rupees. Okay, you had decided that it would go 50 rupees up or 50 rupees down, I will then sell. So when it's going down, 50 rupees down, which means what? At 450 you will sell. So from 500 the rates have become 400 and, say for example, 95, 490, 480, 470, 460, 455. At 455 also a successful speculator will not sell. Why? Because he believes in one thing, that is he will never reverse his action. He has decided at 450 he will sell, so he will sell only at 450. Or when it will go to 550. So he is waiting. There would be a chance that at 452, now the reverse position will start. From 452, it then moves on to 455, 460, 475, 490, 495, 520, 535, 45, 50. So they basically do not reverse their position. What they have decided, they will stick up to it, and then they will take the action. This is what successful speculators are famous for. Successful speculators also follows the industry leader. They will ensure that they will follow in the industry who is the leader, and based on their views, based on their actions, based on their activities, they will take the decision. So successful speculators also basically follow the industry leaders. So if I have to sum up this chapter, friends, I would like to tell you all one important information. That throughout our life, we are successful speculators. Throughout our life. In whatever relationship we share with our younger ones, with the elder ones, with any kind of situations. In all these situations, in relationship or in matter of fact, we have got investment or in matter of fact, we have got different kinds of things. We are very speculative in nature. Some might not agree that in relationship we are speculative. I know. But I'm just telling you in a natural and a very general approach that we are all speculative in nature. With minimum efforts, we want maximum amount of gains. When you have got that kind of approach, friends, trust me. Trust me, friends, you are a person who is basically focusing on speculation. And it's not bad. Trust me, it is not bad. It's good to be speculator. But with being speculator and trying to achieve what you want to achieve with minimum efforts, sometimes also call it for a gamble. Speculation is good, but gambling is bad. There is a thin line of difference between speculation and gambling. When you do this speculation every time, regularly, continuously, for a period of time, then it turns out into gambling. So gambling is bad, but speculation is good. Because speculation is one of the reasons why we all survive, why we have got hopes, why we have got that kind of feeling in ourselves that yes, we can do it. Because everyone wants to ensure quick gains with minimum amounts of efforts. I hope you had a good time understanding this chapter or learning this chapter from me. I had a good time, trust me, interacting with you all about this chapter. That's all from my side. Thank you.